Hello, my name is Brandy Walker. Welcome to Throwing Light. This is episode 57, What You Believe, Part 6. Clarity is key. Tuesday. So, in this series, we focused a lot on getting rid of the negative emotions because I think that has to come first before you can focus on what you want and what you want to believe, essentially. In the first episode of the series, I shared kind of a little bit of the science, talked about what we would what we'd be talking about. In the second one, I got really vulnerable with kind of how that has been playing out in my life. In the third episode, we talked about listening to our bodies and taking notes about what the symptoms in our bodies could be trying to tell us about what we believe and what where we're working from. In the fourth part of the series, we talked about how to shift your energy when you're in a funk. And then in the last episode, the fifth part of the series, we talked about survival mode. And I shared kind of how it's been difficult for me these past couple of weeks. And it has. That was true. What's interesting is I've had quite a shift in the past week. That energy. And I think that that's real. And I wanted to share some of that because I think that it's okay to be wherever you are. And it's okay to like work towards where you want to be. And admitting to yourself where you are and allowing yourself to be in that space, but not settling there, not getting comfortable with surviving. That's really key. And so now I kind of want to shift, since my energy has shifted, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute, I wanted to shift and focus on some of the how-tos, some of the positives. Also, before we get into it, a couple things. So either yesterday or today, I'm recording on a Monday, so today's July 8th. Mercury stationed retrograde, and it does this a couple times a year. It just means that the planet is kind of going so slow, it's almost like it's going backwards. And I am not an astrologer, but I follow people who are, and I sort of heed their words because I think that the stuff going on in the sky affects us. And I think that it makes sense to me because we're all connected. And so these planets are ginormous, right? And so even though we can't see them, even though it doesn't look like it's affecting our daily lives, I think we all affect each other in tiny ways. And I think that includes all the parts of the universe. So what I understand about Mercury retrograde is that it has to do with, it like affects travel and communication. And so it's not you know, the memes on social media are like, it's time to freak out and like blame everything on Mercury retrograde. I don't think you have to do that. I don't even think it's necessarily a scary time. I think it's a good time to go inward. And to what we talked about last week was really like paying attention to your triggers and using them as a way to level up. And so when something happens, like, so it really does, I think, affect our communications. Our, like, social media is more likely to go down during Mercury retrograde. And that's okay. We want to back up our files. Just, you want to be more careful. You just want to be more aware. And that's honestly not a bad thing, like, in general. So that's Mercury retrograde. The other thing, so I mentioned in the Survival Mode podcast that we were struggling financially. And so I created a GoFundMe campaign. Basically, my husband just got out of the Army a year ago, and we were charged with a debt that he didn't owe, but the burden is on us to prove that he didn't owe it. So even though his finance office says that he doesn't owe it, the Army proper, whatever, says he does, and so they took the money out of our taxes. And so we are in the process of trying to get that back, but these things, he was in the Army for 8 years, and so we know that these things can take a few years. And so with the baby on the way and the new job that really I won't start getting paid until August, and moving, we created a GoFundMe campaign to ask for a little help. And if you can contribute, I would be very, very grateful. If not, no worries. You can, I think, GoFundMe.com/military family value, but it'll be in the show notes. So that's kind of it, and that's pretty vulnerable to share. What's been interesting is that the donations that we have received have all been from our soldier friends. So what's telling is that they get it. They know that these things can be frustrating. So that's that. And let's get on to clarity is key. I think, you know, this is very much in line with Mercury retrograde in that you want to be clear in communications. But years ago in a YouTube interview that Marie Forleo did with Gabby Bernstein about manifesting, Gabby said, you have to be clear, like the most important thing is to be clear on what you want, or else you'll call in all sorts of crazy crap. And that has been my experience. And I've talked about that in, I did a Manifesting 101 or Manifesting for Dummies podcast a few years ago. And I talked about that. I think that it's always good to come back to that when things start to get muddled, especially when we find ourselves like in survival mode or in a funk. I think that for me, going back to the basics and just doing a meditation or what I like to do is an audio journal and speaking out what it is I want. So I'll just go down the line and I'll talk about my goals for my home life, for my kids, for my relationship with my partner, for money, for our home, for our community, and for my own health and self-care. And then I'll go to like my work wants, my career wants, and I'll think about what I want as far as building a tribe, a community of people who are invested in this way of life of seeking, deeply seeking meaning and believing that what we believe matters. And the book that I'm writing and my various projects, you know, as far as I'll be doing a workshop that I've mentioned in a few weeks. And of course, my work as a therapist. And I'll just get really clear on, like, these are the things that I'm grateful for that I have right now. And this is what I want to call in. And this is my hopes and dreams for this particular area of my life. And, you know, it doesn't take very long. You can take as long as you want. I think it's always a helpful exercise to just, in a non-meditative state, to get clear about what you want. And if it helps to write it down, I, of course, write it down. Every so often, I sit down and write it down because I feel like it's not that I forget. It's that you can get so caught up with what you have to do that day or that week or that month that you forget to, like, focus on what you want. And you forget that you get to play a part in co-creating with the universe. And so when we stop and step back and take a moment to write down or speak out loud what it is we want, powerful, amazing things can happen. I think that gratitude plays a huge part in this. So I was listening to Rob Bell's last week's episode, podcast episode called An Ode to Part Way. And I talked about it on my Instagram stories because it brought me to tears. He was saying, you know, there's a lot that comes along with part way, right? Like, you're in it, you're doing it, and it's hard. But if you stop and take a moment to think about, man, this used to be a dream, and now I'm living it. So I started thinking about that, and I was like, holy shit, I'm a therapist. Like, I'm a therapist, and I'm pregnant. So I had my son in 2011. After a couple years of waiting and wanting a child and not having any success and having one. And then I knew I didn't want to have another one right away because I knew I didn't want to do the two little kids at the same time thing. I knew that's not the life that I wanted. And there's nothing wrong with that. It was just not what I wanted. And to be honest, when my son was little, my mental health was not in a great place. And I was super emotional and super anxious. I hadn't done most of this work that I'm talking about on the podcast now. And so I wasn't in a place to, like, have another kid. I couldn't have handled it. But then when he reached, I guess around 4 or 5, when he became more self-sufficient, potty trained, all of that stuff, I was like, okay, I think I'm ready. And we started trying, and nothing happened. So he'll be 8 in September, and so it's been a while. And I've shared some of my stuff on here about sexual trauma. A lot of that, I think, played a role in just the actual having, like, conceiving part. I'm sure some of it was mental. I had Denicia Hilton on a few months ago. I did an interview with her. If you're interested in, like, fertility stuff, that's a great episode to listen to. I was actually already pregnant in that episode, and I wasn't telling people yet. And so it was kind of cool because I was like, wow, this is happening. I'm doing it. After a long time of wanting to become a mom of 3 and wanting to become a therapist, 2 years of grad school, which included, like, 3 years if you count, like, I did a year when I decided to go back to grad school. I did a year of schoolwork at a community college to kind of, like, get reacclimated with school because it had been a while and because I didn't know what route I was going to take, and I felt like I needed some psychology classes if I chose I ended up choosing social work, but if I had chosen psychology counseling, I would have needed those credits. And so 3 years and 2 internships and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And now I get to be a therapist and I get to go and work with kids and families, and it's amazing. So realizing that just totally like wrecked me. It's amazing. I am a dreamer for sure, and I have big dreams that I want to accomplish that I have not accomplished yet. But when I think about how far I've come, I can't help but like get emotional. And I would invite you to do the same, because no matter where you are on the journey, you're on the journey and you've done some things, and it's hard, and it's never exactly the way that we saw it in our mind, but it's real. So the beautiful thing is that if it's not exactly what we saw in our mind, we can get clear about what we want. If we get here and we realize, oh, this is not what I wanted at all, so many times we have the ability to like change it just by getting clear about what it is we do want. But so often we don't do that because some of it's inner stuff. We don't think we're worth it. We don't think we deserve it. Some of it's like logistical, like it just seems hard and it seems like a long way off. I wanted to invite you, wherever you find yourself on the journey, before you get to the meditation, before you even get to like the energy psychology that I've talked about in previous episodes and EFT and working through all that, when you find yourself in a place where you're doing okay, but you're just kind of going through the motions, take a moment to write down or speak out loud what it is you really want. And for you, it might be just one thing. Like for me, the way my brain works, I have multiple goals at one time. If it's just one thing, though, that's even more powerful. And clarity is kind of the key. That's where we start. So next week, I'll be talking about what we do with it, because that's an important element too. I think what I'm going to do is, so season one had 30 episodes. We are coming up on episode 60 in season two, and I'm about to have a baby. So what I've decided to do is finish this series out, episode 58, 59, 60, with the What You Believe series, and then take a break. And it probably won't be, So when I took a break between season one and season two, it was quite long. I think it was like 6 months. And that was just my stage in life. I was just like, my husband had left to go to school in Seattle. I was working full-time internship, blah, 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 blah. And during that time, I quit drinking. And so I needed to focus on my recovery and our family. And so I don't anticipate it taking 6 months for me to start posting again. I'm hoping to get, so I'm due in September, but I'm actually hoping that I'll be out kind of around that time and have some episodes built up so it kind of runs on its own, even as I have a baby. So we'll see how that goes. And I will also be giving clear information on how to sign up for the workshop that I'm doing in August, which I'm 98% sure will be held on August 17th, which is a Saturday. It'll be 2 or 3 hours long, and it'll be about healing generational trauma. And I spoke in the last episode about what that means. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. I want this to be accessible, so I haven't fully decided on a price, but what I'll probably do is choose a price, and then if you want to sign up and you're not financially able, like, email me and we'll figure it out. So yeah, so that's kind of what's coming up in the next couple weeks, and I'll see you next week, and go off and get clear on what it is your beautiful heart desires. Namaste. Thank you for listening. I so appreciate your ears. If you like what you heard, there are a couple of ways that you can support this podcast and help build momentum. First, you can share it with a friend. Second, you can leave a review on iTunes or whatever podcast app you're listening through. And third, you can support Throwing Light on Patreon and get cool shit, including a shout out on the podcast. Thank you again. I hope you have an unexpectedly amazing day.